Coach Wilson, let's talk about moving to Conference USA.
It's an exciting move. I think it's a great opportunity for Rice University and for our basketball program. When you look back at all the things that we've been through and look ahead to the opportunity to be in a league that will host a number of private schools, a number of schools that have a similar demographic and similar mission with regard to athletics, I think it's a great move. Rice, and hopefully it'll be mutually successful for Conference USA.
How would you compare Conference USA, the new look Conference USA, to the WAC that you're about to leave?
That's a tough question. Having not really had an opportunity to study Conference USA in depth from a basketball standpoint, and knowing how tough the WAC has been, the travel is a dimension in the WAC that few leagues around the country have an opportunity to experience. The fact that we have some up and coming programs and some programs that are established in the WAC has been good for the WAC, but in terms of a national level, I don't think people quite recognize. When you look at the success Hawaii and Tulsa have had, for example, we certainly are going to get that same sort of challenge from teams like Memphis, teams like UAB. I think when you look at our crosstown rival, University of Houston, they have great potential, and this sort of move can really help them in terms of rivalries here in the state and in terms of recruiting and with youngsters around the state knowing that their family and friends will have a greater opportunity to see them play. I think that on all those fronts, that this is a good move for everybody.
How much easier would it be on the team in terms of travel? Talk about traveling and the challenges it was in the WAC. Talk about that when it comes to a second.
Well, I think it's significant for Rice University and the academic demands that fall on our student athletes. The fact that we'll miss less class time, I think, is very significant. The fact that a handful of trips that we will take in Conference USA become day trips or quick turnaround trips where we leave in the morning on the day after a game and we'll be back for class that day. I think from that standpoint, it's very, very meaningful.
Have you had any early sense, or do you think there'll be any sense of a negative fallout by the teams in the WAC?
I don't think so. There has been so much change around the nation in the last 10, 12 years that I think people have accepted the fact that change is going to occur. And I think people have to be develop a resolve and an understanding that institutions have to do things that are going to be in their best interest at this point. So much of what occurs nowadays in athletics is the domino effect, and then a big part of that is a result of what happens in other sports that have an impact on sports like basketball. So we just kind of roll with the punches and look to show up on game day and do the best job we can.
One last question. Talk about how practice is going and looking forward to the first game of exhibition against Rutgers.
Practice has really gone well. Like a lot of teams around the country, we have sort of I call them nickel and dime injuries where guys might roll an ankle and miss a day or two here. And the thing that's significant about that is that as we've had key players sit out of practice, the quality of practice has not subsided. And that, as a coach, is exciting to know that you have good enough players to step in and fill the void when some of your better players are out. We've been able to get a lot of good work and a lot of good experience, and we're really approaching a point where we need to play somebody else. So we're looking forward to our exhibition game next week.
Thank you very much. Sure.